To make this perhaps a little clearer, I'm going to tell you a story. It's actually about a knight. We might call this the story of the knight and his alter egos. Or once upon a time, 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 upon a time. Go on forever with that. Once upon a time, there was a knight in Shining Arbor who had to face a dragon. Being somewhat reluctant, he decided to flip a coin and see by the choice of the gods of chance whether or not he would fight the beast on that day. So, he carried out an experiment. And since this is a fairy tale, he flipped a coin. But before he observed the coin and the side of it landing face up, he decided, as most of us would upon anticipating an unsatisfactory turn of the coin, to go 2 out of 3 and flip the coin again. But this angered the gods of chance, and they sent one of their mist, the quantum god, to him. The god then told him, "Because of your fear, you must enter upon a journey to strange lands called parallel universes. At first, you must enter 2 of these parallel universes before you flip the coin a second time." Now, the knight is not necessarily the brightest guy. I mean, knights usually are pretty brave, but they're not always smart. Anyway, the knight doesn't really know what this all means and hasn't got the foggiest idea. So he agrees, for after all, you know, it should be better to enter upon the quantum god's parallel world denizens, whatever they might be, than fight the fierce, fearful, foul, fiery dragon. So having said this, the god departed, and the knight, with some trepidation, observed the coin that had already fallen on the ground. But then, lo and behold, what he saw was not at all what he expected. For with the simple act of observation, he found himself in 2 parallel universes at the same time. The knight wondered, "Who is the real knight? Is it me or me?" Both of them were saying this, by the way. "For the knight was cursed. He can sense himself in both worlds at the same time. Oh, Lord, the knight was cursed with schizophrenia." So, as all stories go, the knight was not at all happy, for he could not make up his schizophrenic mind. In one world, he had seen heads, and in the other, at the same time, he had seen tails. Did he go out to fight the dragon? Or did he stay in the castle and contemplate the latest love of his life? Still being in a quandary, and without thinking about it any further, he decided to flip the coin a second time. And when it was flipped, the knight and his coin found that each of the previous worlds he had inhabited had once again split to accommodate 4 possibilities. In other words, there were now 4 parallel worlds caused by the 2 interactions of the knight and his coin. Now, each alter ego of the knight had seen 1 coin, and each saw 1 of the 4 possible sequences of heads and tails. One of them saw a head and then a head. The other one saw a head and then a tail. And the next one saw a tail and then a head. And the third, fourth one saw 2 tails. But this didn't help the knight one bit, because again he was split into all of the worlds. So the god of chance appeared and he said, "Hold on, O knight, what seems to be the problem?" "I can't make up my mind, or is it my minds?"
"Well, let me give you a hand. It's your memory that's going bad. Let me do a little rearranging of the sequences you remember. Maybe that will help."
So when the knight was not looking at the coins on the floor, the god of chance, the quantum god, changed the memory of the knight and the coin in one world from a head-head to a tail-head. And he changed the memory of the knight and the coin in world 3 from a tail-head to a head-head, and so forth. And when the god vanished, as gods are often inclined to do when the going gets tough, the knight looked around and wondered, did this help? Not at all. For after all, the rearranging of his memory and the coin didn't make any difference. He was right back to where he had started. He was still in four worlds, and all four possibilities of the two flips of the coin were still there. So again, the knight flipped the coin, making three flips altogether, and each of the previous four parallel worlds split again, making a total of how many? Eight. And the knight was even more confused, being now in eight bodies and eight minds. Again, the god appeared, and again he rearranged the knight's memory and the coin in each world, but at the end of it all, the knight was still in all eight worlds, and all eight sequences of the three coin flips were still there. So he flipped the coin a fourth time. This guy does not want to fight this dragon. So he flipped the coin a fourth time, and you know what happens. There were now 16, and 16 worlds. And each world, a knight saw a coin lying on the floor in the castle, and in each world, a light lead. He remembered how the coin had previously landed, but he was maybe flipped around by the quantum god. But his memory was playing tricks on him because the god had once more rearranged the coins and his memory in each parallel universe, and the tricks didn't change anything. The knight, being even more confused, decided to flip a fifth time. And as all stories go, the gods of chance intervened once again and said to each alter ego, now there were 32 in all, each knight at the same time, "We are bored with this display of cowardice. One of you must go and face the dragon." But the knights quivered on the castle corner and started to flip the coin again. But before they did, a dragon entered the castle, actually 32 castles, and ate the knight, first roasting him with his breath. Of course, since knights are a bit stringy when eaten raw. And that's the end of our story. So what does this story teach us? What if we stopped at any point along the way, the third flip, the fourth flip, or whatever,